The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings and welcome to our morning meditation. And one of the definitions of meditation that has inspired me for decades is that meditation is the continual act of befriending oneself. The continual act of being one's own friend. And one of the ways to be a friend in practice is to be like a friend who is a wise elder, or a friend who is fully warm and kind and friendly and present, but has no needs from us, is not trying to get anything from us, and has a kind of clarity that allows us to be who we are, kind of generosity. I think of it as a simple friend, a simple friendship is part of the name of this kind of friendship. Very simple, very clean, very direct, simply friendly. And as we sit to meditate, it's possible that what most needs or this kind of friendship is that inside of us which is afraid. Or to go further deep, that inside of us which gets threatened, that's threatenable, that feels threatenable. And that is something that we should bring our friendship to, and clean friendship, simple friendship, that in a sense allows it to be as it is and accompanies it with simple presence, simple recognition, a simple friendship. I'm here with you. I'll accompany you. I'll sit down next to you and let's see what happens. So taking a meditation posture that allows you to sit both comfortably, but also to be in a way that's alert. So the spine gets adjusted a little bit, so the spine itself feels a little bit more alert or slightly energized. And perhaps also for the chest. This wonderful chest we have that is the home for so much of our joys and challenges. To allow the chest to gently, softly be open. So there's an alertness and an openness and a willingness. Maybe deep inside the chest, to be here, to be with what is. And then softly closing your eyes. And maybe as you exhale, letting your eyes rest a bit, letting your eyes rest in their sockets. Knowing there's nothing you need to be staring at or looking at. And as you exhale, softening the muscles of the face, the forehead, around the eyes and cheeks, relaxing the jaw, perhaps by dropping the mouth open and floating the teeth back together, lightly. And perhaps softening the shoulders, releasing the shoulders to the pull of gravity. Softening the belly. And then taking a moment or two to feel your whole body, a global experience of the body, maybe independent of your thinking, whatever you're thinking. Let that be put aside so you can better silently feel, sense your body. And if there's any ways that you're bracing yourself against life, holding yourself against, perhaps as you exhale, you can relax and soften. As if gravity is a friend that you can let go into. And then gently, maybe slowly, let your awareness receive the experience of breathing. Maybe the process of befriending yourself begins with a friendly receptivity to the body breathing. Whatever way the experience of breathing is, allow it to be that way, and you a simple friendliness, a simple friendship in the awareness of breathing. And perhaps the experience of being friendly is not something you have to think about so much, but maybe it lives deep inside of you, almost as a somatic feeling, or an openness, or a willingness, or a kindness. And from some place, some deep somatic place, to accompany your breathing with something simple, a simple, receptive friendliness. if you're able to offer some friendliness, to whatever degree there can be a clean, simple friendship to what is. Can you let yourself gently settle as deep inside of you as you can to whatever inner place that's comfortable enough to be with, that is uncomfortable because it's easily threatened. It's a place where fear can arise. And for only as long as you're comfortable with, breathe with that place. See what happens if you can accompany that place with breathing, breathing through it, breathing with it, and being friendly, a friendship to that. Not making it a problem, but rather something to accompany in a friendly way. Perhaps with a quiet mind. Letting the mind become quieter. As if you're listening to a friend. And you're quiet to really hear. And when it becomes too uncomfortable to be with what's uncomfortable, by all means you can step away and come back to a place with breathing. Is more grounding and stabilizing. Doing whatever it is, that's the most friendly thing you can do for yourself. If there is anything that's challenging about being in meditation, for example, any distractibility we have, breathe with that in a friendly way. Let the mind be a little bit quieter so you can accompany and be present, be mindful of that. As if all things benefit from our friendliness. as we come to the end of this sitting, and maybe turning your gaze outward, maybe with your imagination, extending your vision out beyond where you're sitting, out across your neighborhood, territory, across the lands, rivers, and oceans, over the mountains and the trees, to all the homes and towns and villages, cities and cosmopolitan areas of this world, to all the people and living beings that inhabit, who are going about their life, and some afraid, some angry, some discouraged, some happy, some loving and joyful. And across this huge globe, to turn our heart inside out, to offer our friendliness to the whole world, to offer our kind regard, to offer a friendliness that's simple and clean, a friendliness that doesn't require you to be friends with everyone, but rather that you have a simple, clear friendliness, kind regard, that doesn't need anything or want anything from anyone, but you're willing to hold them in your hearts, willing to stay present, and perhaps recognize whatever idea or feeling you have, that it would be really good if these beings, these people, could be happy. How wonderful it would be if they could be a little more peaceful, feeling safe, feeling healthy. And may it be, may this day, these 24 hours, be a day that your wish for the welfare and happiness of all beings spreads out across the land to the people you'll encounter today and those you won't. And may it be that you have ways today, maybe very simple, ordinary ways, or big ways, that you can, in fact, make this world a better place for other people. Supporting those who are hungry, oppressed, supporting those who are lonely and afraid, supporting those who are discouraged and dismayed by the changes of our times. May you extend yourself for the welfare and happiness of the people of this world. May all beings be happy.